Good times, great music, 2NUR FM. Amanda McCreed with you, and it's Caravan Corner time with Jeff Diath. Good morning, Jeff.
Morning, Amanda.
Great
first
to have you.
Summer today.
It is. And 1st of December, so Christmas is not that far away.
That's right.
No.
Coming up very quickly.
Yeah. So and today we're talking about possible Christmas gifts for caravan owners. And the first one that we're going to start with is battery-powered or solar-powered string lights. Why are these a good idea?
Well, I think, you know, it just because you're away on holidays over Christmas doesn't mean you have to miss out on a bit of festivity. But, you know, lights are nice and light.
Yeah, true.
Both spellings. But, it's one of those things that I can think adds to the Christmas cheer without, you know, carrying a lot of weight.
Would solar lights be a better option so you don't have to worry about batteries on the road?
That's exactly right. Solar power is the way to go when you're camping. You want to reduce your power consumption as much as possible so you don't have to go and plug in somewhere.
All right. Well, next we've got a collapsible camping chair as a gift. Is there such a thing as having too many camp chairs when you own a van?
Absolutely. Yes, you can. Look, it's one of the things that we actually see at Checkweight is, you know, people have five or six chairs, you know, in case somebody comes over. But everybody's got a chair. But I think it's always handy to have maybe one or two little chairs. They are nice and light ones that you can take to the beach or if somebody does drop by or leave in the car. But, yeah, too many chairs is a bad thing, but having an extra one is a good thing.
Okay. So what's the most important feature in a good camping chair? Would you say comfort, weight or durability?
Oh, I would have to say that I'm on the larger side, so durability.
Fair enough.
Absolutely.
And, of course, I suppose weight as well. If you've, you know, you've got a caravan, you've got weight issues.
That's absolutely right. And some of these camping chairs, my stepson has the Taj Mahal of camping chairs and it weighs about 15 kilos.
Oh, wow.
And it's very strong and, you know, you can lean back and all those sorts of things. But, you know, if you have two or three of those, that's 45 kilos. So it's just far too much weight.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
Go for light and strong.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the third gift idea is a solar blanket or portable lithium battery. Can you explain how they're used?
Well, when you're off-grid camping, power is the most important thing. So a lot of the time, especially during summer, we tend to park in the shade. So solar panels on the roof of a caravan don't work as well. So a solar blanket you can throw over the front of the car or, you know, set it up away from the caravan in the sun so that you can add to your power consumption. And the portable lithium battery, the one I was actually, you know, alluding to is the jump starter one. We bought for all our kids and ourselves a couple of years ago a jumpstart kit. And what they are, that if your car battery goes flat, you can start your own car. The funny thing was that I bought mine after I needed somebody else to help me. Mm. I've never actually used it for myself, but I've used it for several other people. So it's sort of pay forward thing.
Pay it forward,
but
yep.
Yeah, but it's one of those things that I think with modern cars these days, you can't really jump start them from another car. It's a bit, you know, potential problem. But these little lithium jump starters, very portable, very small, have enough power to usually jump start a car maybe twice. And the other really good thing about them is they have USB outlets. So, you know, I've charged my phone, I've charged my camera battery and other things from it. So the really, really good gift idea. Very small, light and very useful if you need one.
Fantastic. Well, with it being so warm, I like this next idea. A portable fan. How big are we talking?
Oh, look, it doesn't matter. If it's a hot day, it doesn't matter if you've got a dry, hot day, you need a little bit of air movement. And a lot of the fans these days, there's one that I can think of, and it uses battery from the drill. So you can use it as a drill battery, then you can put it in the fan and you can go around like that. So you're not carrying too many batteries. But there's lots of little USB type powered fans that are very, very light on power. And sometimes, you know, as I said, in a hot day, all you need is a little bit of air. Bit of air passing through you.
Yeah, that's right. Well, do you think it's worth paying extra for a rechargeable fan with multiple speed settings?
I would, yeah. I think in these sorts of things, sometimes quality is good, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, the last gift idea is an off-road wagon or beach buggy. How handy is an off-road wagon for hauling gear from the car park to the campsite or the beach?
Amanda, I used to think these were a bit of a an extra that no one really needed until I bought one.
And then you needed it. So,
and you know, when you think you can carry 20 or 30 or 40 kilos of gear in it over rough ground or on the sand, it's a lifesaver for so many families. But be aware, there's some really heavy ones. The one I got paid a little bit more was about 8.5 kilos. A mate's got one that's about 12.5 kilos. I know it's only 4 kilos, but it adds up. And he has to take his wheels off every time he packs it away. So, look, I think they're great, but they're not great for everybody because they do take up a fair bit of room. So you've got to be really conscious of the size and of the weight. But once you've got one, you'll use it all the time.
Okay. Yeah, I would as well. You know, you've got that much stuff in the van. You know, you're going out and about, you want to take it with you.
If you're walking 300, 400, 500 metres to the beach, and you've got towels and an esky bag and, you know, your camera gear and you know, the kids, then they're very, very handy.
Because the kids can fit in them too, the little ones anyway.
Yeah, usually the kids are fine. They run to the beach, but they want to be dragged home.
So it's worth having it. You don't want to do your shoulder out trying to carry the kids. So
absolutely.
Yeah. Well, some great Christmas ideas for anyone with a caravan. Jeff Dieth, thank you very much.
Thanks, Amanda. Merry Christmas to you and everybody at 2NURFM.
You too. Thank you very much.